Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking about feed grains in a beef animal's diet. Back on that in just a moment.
Drew Edmondson should come with warning labels. Something like, caution, Drew Edmondson's been in politics for more than 40 years. He's the definition of a career politician. And warning, Edmondson was a huge supporter of liberal Hillary Clinton and was ranked as one of the worst attorney generals in the country, earning an F for political bullying and hypocrisy. Caution, Drew Edmondson supported making it easier for Oklahoma's legislature to raise taxes, opposed lowering the income tax, and has said that if he's elected governor, he'd consider new job-killing taxes on Oklahomans. Here's another one. Danger. As Attorney General, Drew Edmondson steered $30 million to one law firm. That's $1,500 per hour. Then turned around and took a job with that very same law firm. That's unethical. Heads up. Drew Edmondson's a liberal, unethical, Hillary-loving career politician. We've been warned. If we're going to take Oklahoma in a better direction, it sure won't be with Drew Edmondson.
Authorized and paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Most of our beef cattle have a largely forage diet. It's only those cattle that head to a feedlot for the final 3 or 4 months of their life, finishing with a diet that includes corn and feed grains. And, of course, to develop the marbling that allows us to get a choice or prime animal at the end of the day. Dr. Janine Salak-Johnson says there are folks that are very concerned about corn being used in the diet of a beef animal. And those concerns are starting to be voiced more and more, much to the surprise of a lot of folks within the beef industry.
It's kind of one of those issues that I think people think is, you know, people in the industry might think that you're off your rocker, but there really is this misconception that we're feeding cattle and some of our other livestock corn that we, as humans, we could be consuming that. So therefore, they believe that cattle A shouldn't be eating corn, that they're not meant to eat corn, because I think they simply think about them as being herbivores and not, you know, actually being able to digest fiber and things like that. And that's just the lack of their understanding. But they truly believe that by feeding cattle corn, first of all, it's an animal welfare issue because cattle shouldn't be eating corn. They also believe that you're contributing to world hunger because you're feeding animals feed stuff that humans could consume, not knowing that it's not the same quality of corn that humans consume. And, you know, on the other hand, and this is just a side note, I mean, there's parts of the world that think Americans eating corn on the cob is a very barbaric practice. So I guess part of your definition of whether even humans should be eating corn is another. And so they truly believe that, you know, we're feeding them stuff that humans should actually be able to consume. And there's also a dogma out there that by feeding cattle corn, your food is now unsafe, that you have a higher incidence of bacterial contamination, etc. And I think it also segues into the whole genetically modified controversy aspect. I mean, these people are really, I mean, there's a lot of things that we do that they really perceive as being unethical or what makes us, the producers, produce a bad product.
The other thing that you talked about that I wanted to explore with you real quickly was this animal ID issue. You feel pretty strongly that we're going to need to move to some sort of a traceability system sooner rather than later.
I really believe that traceability back to the farm of origin is probably something that has to be resolved within the industry. I think we have to come to terms that it's an important piece of the equation. I mean, you can't improve health if you don't know where the animals came from. You don't know what the causes of those are. You don't know the welfare level of those animals, how they're being managed, who's raising them, etc. And I think it's going to become a very important necessity if we want to move forward and improve the well-being of the cattle industry.
Dr. Janine Salak-Johnson of the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Black Hereford Ranch's 14th annual fall cream of the crop bull and bred heifer sale will be held Monday, October 29th at 1 p.m. live at the ranch in Crawford, Oklahoma, and can also be seen on Superior Livestock, Dish Satellite 232, and DirecTV Channel 603. 75 14 to 20 month old herd bull and AISI prospects, 10 2 to 4 year old proven herd bulls, and our top 40 spring bred heifers. For more information, contact Chris Black, 580-309-0711, and you can check out the catalog at blackherfordranch.com. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out at your convenience. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.